Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Wrong. I got here as fast as...
Shh, come here.
What are you...
Just listen.
Is that...
That'd be the brig. Remember the mics we threw in there to keep an eye on Hilbert?
And which you're now using to bug Kepler and Jacoby?
All part of the service here at Doug Eiffel's House of Love.
Now pay attention. I think they're about to get into it.
All this was unexpected. We'll need to be patient now. Figure out a way to...
When did you know?
What?
When did you know?
We don't have time for that. Oh, please! I didn't tell you. Big deal. I just lost command of this station. I just lost a hand. And you're going to sit there and...
Yes, I am. Now answer the goddamn question, or I'm going to tear off your other hand.
Whoa.
A possibility. I was briefed on it, given some data that suggested we might
when
find-
When did you know for sure? When she came back? Oh, when I had my little doppelganger adventure? Alright, wow. Right from the start. From when you first saw her.
As soon as we got here.
And you never told me? You never told us?
Do you think I have time to get popcorn?
Shh. Why does it matter?
Because! Look, you tell me to blow something up, I blow something up. You tell me to blend in and gather intel, I blend in and gather intel.
And when I tell you to drop something...
And I can do that because I know that you've looked at everything. You've weighed the options, enjoyed feeling oh so clever, and called the play.
That is exactly what I've done here. That is exactly what I will continue to do. Are you worried I can't come up with a way to get around Eiffel?
Hey!
You know how this works. That mission parameter was marked for Black Archive clearance. Need to know. And you didn't need to know.
You don't get to say that. You only get to say that when everything goes according to frickin' plan. When everything falls into place. You don't get to say it when you lose. When people die. I needed to know and she needed to know.
What difference would it have?
All the difference. You know what she was like. She was smarter than us combined. Multiplied. She would have figured something out.
I trusted you. I trusted that if... When you found out, you'd be able to handle it. Both of you. That's why I picked the two of you. Because of how much faith and respect I had for you.
Jesus Christ. And that Black Ops Looney Tunes mind of yours, that somehow makes this better, doesn't it?
Watch yourself.
Make me.
I am still your commanding officer.
And what kind of commanding officer have you been? Because you talk about faith and respect. But it doesn't feel that way on this side. You know how I feel? I feel used. I feel experimented on.
You're being absurd.
You treated me like one of them. That wasn't the deal. You just let me come up here, unprepared. You let me get into that module, and you knew what might happen.
And I knew that you'd be able to deal with it.
Well, I sure as hell didn't. Do you know how little I've slept since I ran into me? How many times I've felt like I'm losing my mind? You could have helped me. You could have trusted me.
You held up fine.
But I could have been better. And you, instead of controlling the dangerous alien presence, you decided to ride it out because you're addicted to gambling with people's lives, and you lost.
You didn't kill Maxwell Jacoby. Neither one of us did.
No. But one of us sent her into the field and didn't tell her what she was going up against. I want to know why.
There's always a bigger picture.
That's it, huh? All the big talk, but at the end of the day, you're just the middle link in the food chain. I think you're right, Colonel. There is a big picture. And right now, it's the first time I'm realizing where you fit into it.
Fights than we do.
Oh, shut up.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kind Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valente. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras. Or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf 359 Radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Check out this place.
You'd love to retire here?
What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.